The fearsome white sharks that ply the coastal waters of California are not endangered, says George Burgess.
We estimated in California waters about 3,400 or so.
Burgess directs the program for shark research at the Florida Museum of Natural History in Gainesville. That figure comes from a paper he co-authored earlier this summer in response to a previous survey by a team of researchers from Stanford.
The previous paper estimated 219 adults and subadult white sharks in the Central California area. When we saw that, we kind of gasped, as did a lot of other people. Our gasp was, this seems way too low from what we knew about white sharks. Other people gasped because the sharks are obviously endangered if that's all the numbers that are there.
To confirm that assessment, Burgess assembled a team of 10 shark experts and demographers to re-examine the data and findings of the Stanford scientists.
We produced models based on the life history characteristics of the animal, how long they live, how many young they produce, when they reach sexual maturity, as well as information associated with movements so that we have an understanding of where particular size classes live. And in the case of whites in California, the larger individuals, adults and some adults, are found more in central to northern California, off of your area. And to the south, the white sharks are 6-7 footers or so. They segregate in part on their choice of food items. The small ones are more fish eaters, whereas the big boys and girls have a decided preference for sea lions and elephant seals. Now, applying those techniques to the same data that the previous study had used, we found that they were off by more than an order of magnitude. We had more than 10 times with the 3,400 estimate.
Burgess now believes the earlier study's low population count resulted from two erroneous assumptions.
The data was gathered by looking at shark fins at the water surface to identify individual white sharks on the presumption that an individual fin can be recognized over and over again. The fact is that while they can be recognized, they do change over time. So there is some error in seeing the same shark come back a year later or whenever.
Their other mistake, he says, was believing the white shark population was confined to the Central California coastal area and did not include other animals moving in and out of the region.
The take-home of our study was good news, and that is that the population seems to be in good shape, seems to be actually on the move upwards. Is it where it once was? Probably not. And what is that number? We can't tell you. We weren't there. But as long as we provide protection, as we already have, for the white shark and for those sea mammals, they will reach an equilibrium at some point.
One other detail. You may have noticed that this report has referred only to white sharks with no descriptive adjective. Burgess explains why.
Scientists just call them white sharks. Media and other folks added the great. We settled for pretty darn good white sharks.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.